Hey everyone, Genevieve here, and welcome to For Kindness Sake, a show that's all about good people who do nothing but great things. And today is our final mini episode of this season. That's right, guys. Season one of For Kindness Sake has officially wrapped. And honestly, what a journey it's been. But before we get into that, I'm just going to do a little recap on last week's show, where I spoke to the host of Black Earth podcast, Marion. And if you haven't had a chance to check out that episode yet, it's called Respecting Mother Nature and Kindness to the Planet. So the first episode I filmed with Marion was actually my very first remote recording session. You know, I was at home and she dialed in all the way from Bali. And overall, it was a very wholesome conversation and I learned tons from what she had to say in regards to earth care and sustainability. To kick things off, the first question I asked her was what her relationship was like with nature. And the reason why I asked her this was because it's a question that she always likes to ask her guests on her show. So I was just curious what she had to say, essentially flipping the script on her in that moment. Also, I'd be curious to hear from you too, lovely listeners. What's your relationship with nature like? For me personally, it's something very soothing and healing, and something I mentioned on last week's episode, as well as how much I enjoyed swimming in like clean lakes growing up. And talking about clean lakes, another thing I said to Marion was whenever I would see trash in rivers or lakes, it would always make me feel quite sad, especially when I see ducks trying to swim around trash or like their flippers getting caught onto something. You know, not only should we be showing kindness towards the planet, but towards other living creatures too who live in nature. With this being my very first podcast, it was interesting for me to discover the things that I've learned along the way and what it was like to film in different settings. As much as I enjoy sitting down with guests in person and being in a studio environment, sometimes remote recording sessions are just more practical for logistical and time purposes. Plus, it doesn't limit me to just doing in-person only interviews and allows me to broaden my guest catalog and being able to connect and reach out to various people around the world, in this case with Marion, her being on holiday in Bali, and then me re-recording at home instead. And I guess another perk with at-home recordings is that you also save time on commuting and studio costs, which is always a bonus. The only thing I would say if anybody here listening would also like to record their own at-home podcast is that, honestly, you don't really need the most expensive equipment. I use a Samsung Q2U mic, and I basically bought their recording and podcast pack, which includes a USB XLR dynamic, which besides the microphone includes the mic clip, desktop stand, windscreen, and cables. Also, I would just like to mention that this is not product placement or sponsorship. I just thought that it was a really good purchasing choice with my own personal recording needs. And because I'm still on this learning journey myself within the podcasting space, let me know if you want to hear more about the technical side of what it's like to be an indie podcast and making your own podcast. And as I'm finding out more and more things about it, maybe that's something I could talk a little bit about more in the future if you like. Whether it's on our social channels or even in these like little mini bonus recap episodes, just let us know. We'd be curious. And speaking about the future, I can confirm that we will be back for season two. We're not sure on the launch date yet, but we're aiming to return in the second half of 2026. We're already at the early stages of thinking about what to do for season two, the themes, who to bring on, what kind of topics we want to explore. So on to you, listeners. Is there anybody in particular you would like me to have on? Are there any topics you would like us to explore? Is there anything that you think that shines a light on kindness in unexpected ways? Are there any local heroes you know of who do nothing but great things? As always, don't be shy and feel free to reach out to us. And on that note, thank you so much to every single person who has listened to these episodes or watched us on YouTube. The feedback that we've received has genuinely meant a lot to us, and we could have done it without you. Your support means a lot, and hey, your kindness has meant a lot. And of course, the show wouldn't be where it is today without our amazing season one lineup. So shout out to them. Thank you so much to every single guest who has been on the show for taking your time to chat with me, trusting me, and really creating amazing episodes that people have enjoyed. Honestly, I appreciate it. Thank you. And that is it. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to share, subscribe, rate and review, all that wonderful stuff. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or watch us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok, and keep an eye out for our social accounts for updates, as we'll still be active on there with some fun things we cannot wait to share with you very soon. I'm Genevieve, and for the sake of it, be kind. Bye!